Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is making our homes alive. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, who has made the lives of homes a life of faith, who has placed their strength in their unity, and has set their abundance in the nature of mercy and the nature in which people are raised and the offspring. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah. And I bear witness that our Master, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the Messenger of Allah. O Allah, send your prayers, peace and blessings upon him, upon his family, his companions, and all of those who follow him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O servants of Allah and myself, to have taqwa of Allah. For verily he says, Ya ayyuhal nasu ittaqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahidah wa khalaqa minha zawjaha wa batha minhuma rijalan kathiran wa nisaa. O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord, who created you from a single soul, and created from it its mate, and spread from the two many men and women. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers. The home in Islam is to be seen as a place of tranquility, an oasis of tranquility, and a source of intimacy and serenity. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wallahu ja'ala lakum min buyutikum sakana. And Allah has made for you from your homes a place of peace and rest. And brothers and sisters, how can it not be so, when if we reflect, we will find that the home is the cradle of the family. The home is what should provide a family its sense of stability and security. And it's from these homes that this nation and the hearts of the believers are strengthened. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would praise his Lord every night for the blessing of the home. For he would say, Alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa kafana wa awana fa kam mimman la kafiya lahu wa la muwiya. He said, all praise is due to Allah who has fed us, who gave us drink, who sufficed us and gave us shelter. For how many are there who have none to suffice them and none to shelter them? And the scholars say by shelter, the Prophet ﷺ was specifically meaning the shelter of having a dwelling, a home, a place by which we can rest at night and have a place by which we can return to in moments of difficulties. So brothers and sisters, we have to really reflect on the nature of home in Islam. And more particularly, what we need to reflect upon is the spiritual life of a home. What is it that gives a home this spiritual vibrancy, this spiritual illumination? And the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that the greatest of things we can do with regards to giving it this life is ensuring that the home has within it the remembrance of Allah, the dhikr of Allah. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَثَلُ الْبَيْتِ الَّذِي يُذْكَرُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ وَالْبَيْتِ الَّذِي لَا يُذْكَرُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. He said, the example of a house in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered and a house in which Allah is not remembered is like the example of the living and the dead. For example, just as, brothers and sisters, a house that doesn't have the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seen as analogous to the reality of a person when he's no longer living. So it is that we, if we reflect on this prophetic metaphor, we will know that what enables a house to become living, just as a living human being has a pulse and the blood flowing through his body, is this dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we are not engaging with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our homes, then it's as if we are killing the reality of the home. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ensured, or he encouraged us, that there should be some element of prayer, our regular prayer that we're doing in the home. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Idha qada ahadukum as-salata fi masjidihi," said, when one of you completes his prayer in the mosque, and this is something recommended, especially from our obligatory prayers. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on to say, "فَلْيَجْعَلْ لِبَيْتِهِ نَصِيبًا مِنْ صَلَاتِهِ." Then let him ensure that he assigns a portion of his prayer to his home. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ جَاعِلٌ فِي بَيْتِهِ مِنْ صَلَاتِهِ خَيْرًا. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place goodness in his home through his prayer. So how can it be, brothers and sisters, if this is from the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we have to ensure we've not made our homes, following on from this analogy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam referring to some homes as being dead, we've not made our homes like graveyards. We've not made our homes places that have no dhikr of Allah in them. We've not made our homes places that have no prayer in them. So servants of Allah, if we want to ensure that we can be bastions and lighthouses of guidance and of peace in a world that is increasingly troubled and disturbed, then that has to start from our home. It has to start from ensuring our homes are places that reflect this. And when we reflect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions when he says, فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ تَحْيَةً مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُبَارَكَةً طَيِّبًا. When you enter into the homes, greet one another with the greeting of السلام عليكم, as we know, a greeting that is مُبَارَكَةً طَيِّبًا, blessed and good. So the nature of this greeting being مُبَارَكَةً طَيِّبًا is that this greeting is one that should have resonance with the reality of salam. And so, brothers and sisters, we have to reflect that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this act of entering a home and this greeting of Islam as being one of salams connected to this entering of the home, in the connection of a family, then this is being mentioned in a foundational sense. Because this peace that is intended to find resonance within the home and the family is the very key to the broader emotional and social connection and foundation indeed for the spiritual, moral, material, and emotional needs of the entire nation. Because an entire community is only reflective of the strength and stability of the families within them. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma min ahli baytin yatawasaluna fayahtajun." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "There is no household that maintains mutual connection except that they are sufficed." So brothers and sisters, one of the things we have to do is to strengthen this connection in our homes, to set aside time for our families, a time not crowded by phones nor cut off by distractions, and to ensure that we are not neglecting each other as a family. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kafa bil mar'i ithman an yudayya man ya'ul." That is sufficient sin for a person that he neglects those he is responsible for. So brothers and sisters, the person who is intelligent is the one who ensures that he ensures a connection within his family, and he ensures that he is aware of the hardships, the ease and the difficulties that may be within his family, so that this very connection becomes a means of resolving them. And this ensures, brothers and sisters, that we speak to each other with kindness, that we exchange love and respect, that we overlook slips, that we avoid excessive fault finding, and we stay away from hurtful speech and turn away from causes of conflict. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Idha arada Allahu bi ahli baytin khayra adkhala alayhim ar-rifq." Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whenever Allah wills good for a household, he brings within it rifq, the state of gentleness. So each and every one of us has to take ourselves to account. How are we in embodying this gentleness? How are we with regards to our families? And some of these things are just real in terms of ways by which we can estimate some sense of fulfilling rights and obligations or making things easy for each other. And some things, which is just the nature of this world, make it very difficult for this peace and this gentleness to enter. When families are burdened with debt, a crushing nature of debt, then it's very difficult under that financial strain for this happiness and joy to enter. When children are being, instead of being given this pattern of mercy, if the children are being given harshness, it becomes very difficult for this mercy to enter. And some of these things are practical. They start from the very beginning of the marriage itself. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said that amongst the blessings of a woman is the taysir, the ease and facilitation of her dowry, and the ease and facilitation of her proposal. So brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us be from those who enter this mercy into our homes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with offspring. This is something beautiful that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the Prophet such as Prophet Sayyidina Zakaria, prayed for when he said, قَالَ رَبِّ هَبْلِي مِن لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةٍ طَيِّبًا. O my Lord, grant me from yourself a righteous offspring. So we should seek this righteous offspring who can be the coolness of our eyes. And from this, brothers and sisters, we should take the means. Now, with the presence of certain technological improvements in medicine, that this can help increase fertility and treat certain situations that otherwise would have been difficult to have children in the past. We can treat infertility. So from these is something that we should explore and take the means. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who can have righteous children, who can be the coolness of our eyes. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I say these words of mine and I seek Allah's forgiveness for me and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.